Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. Former University of Georgia football star and ex-NFL player Herschel Walker, at the urging of former President Donald Trump, filed papers with the Federal Election Commission to form a U.S. Senate campaign. Though the move does not fully mean that Mr. Walker will actually enter the race, the Georgia candidate filing deadline isn't until March 11th of next year, it is clearly the first step toward him doing so. Many are skeptical, however, that Mr. Walker can unseat freshman Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. You will remember that Reverend Warnock was elected last year, but in a special election to fill the balance of the current term. Now he must seek a full six-year term. With Governor Brian Kemp likely in trouble versus Democrat Stacey Abrams, the Republicans are facing some difficult political obstacles to overcome in the 2022 election cycle. Former Maine Congressman Bruce Poliquin became the first victim of the ranked choice voting system. He finished first in his 2018 re-election bid, but lost in the aftercount because, under the system, some people have multiple votes and others do not. Now, Mr. Poliquin announced that he will return for a rematch with the beneficiary of that voting system, Democratic U.S. Representative Jared Golden. Republican State Senator Trey Stewart had already announced his congressional candidacy, but dropped out of the race when Mr. Poliquin declared and then endorsed the former congressman. It now appears that the second edition of the Golden-Poliquin race will occur in northern Maine, in one of seven federal districts that former President Trump carried, but also elected a Democrat to the House. There is news in governor's races. A California state judge struck down the people's vote on Proposition 85 this week. That measure, overwhelmingly adopted, would exempt individuals such as Uber and Lyft drivers from being employees under a law that Governor Gavin Newsom led the charge to enact. If Uber and Lyft announce they are leaving the state because of the judicial ruling, this could be one more strike against the governor as Mr. Newsom fights to save his position in the September 14th recall election. Polling indicates that Governor Newsom is in a tight contest to survive, leading only 52-48%, according to the latest YouGov poll among likely California voters. The same tight margins are on the horizon in the Virginia governor's election to be decided on November 2nd. Several polls were released in the past 2 weeks, and all show former governor and ex-Democratic National Committee Chairman Terry McAuliffe clinging to a small lead over retired hedge fund CEO Glenn Youngkin, with both men hovering in the 40s. Of the 11 polls released in this race since early June, McAuliffe has never hit the 50% plateau, averaging about 46% support, while Youngkin is closer to the 42% mark. Next year's Michigan governor's race is apparently already hot. A new Epic MRA poll finds incumbent Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer leading retired Republican Detroit Police Chief James Craig by the slimmest of margins, 45-44%. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.